1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, Paul says, "So I want men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger and doubting." So when we pray, you know, and this is, this is straight from the Bible. When you come to God, you got to come to God with true faith, true reverence, and you got to put away any anger or anything. Because, you know, when you're angry, what are you more likely to be when you're angry? Prideful, right? If you have anger or you're mad at somebody, typically, you know, when you're mad and you're arguing, it's an I type of discussion. This is the way that I want it to be. And the person that you're arguing with, it's the way they want it to be. So both of you are just beating your head against each other because there's too much pride when there's arguing going on. When people are angry, they argue. So Paul put it that way. He said, "I want everyone to pray, lifting up holy hands." Now, realistically, if you're lifting up holy hands and you're praising God, probably not going to have a whole lot of anger in you at that moment. But when you do come to God praying, make sure that you have resolved anything. Make sure that there is no anger in you. Make sure that anything that would go along that anger corridor, because, you know, the word anger is there, but, you know, there's things that lead up to anger.
That command, first forgive.
Amen. Amen.
Don't come to him with prayer and you can't forgive someone.
Yep.
So
Amen.
It's so humbling, God, you know.
Amen.
You've got to remove self, that's for sure.
Remove self, come to God humbly. You know, that anger corridor, because, you know, there's things that lead to anger.
I like that, anger corridor.
Anything that's going to get you on that road to anger, you know.
You have to snuff it out.
You have to snuff it out. You have to tap it out. You got to water it down. You got to make sure that is gone completely. Also, no doubting. You know, Paul put that in here, and I wanted to make sure, you know, anger is one thing that we can all kind of recognize, I think. You know, when we get angry, you know, everybody probably has something that they do when they get a little bit angry, whether it's, you know, you notice that your pulse is beating in your neck or something, or whether, you know, the vein on the side of your head starts throbbing, or whether your eyes starts twitching.
Your heart starts racing.
Everybody probably has something that they recognize in themselves when they start getting angry. So that's something that we can probably recognize pretty good, but I think sometimes we don't recognize doubt as well as we should. So Paul stated that men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger and doubting. So now doubting, if you come at prayer doubting, you know, that prayer is not going to be answered. Jesus said, "Whatsoever you ask in my name, believing, I shall do for you." So when we come into a prayer, you know, we got to make sure that we're in the right mindset, in the right place, in the right temperament, in the right thought process that we're going through. Because, you know, when we get in God's presence, and that's what this is all about. You know, we got to understand that when we pray, we are getting into God's presence. When we get into God's presence, we don't need to bring, and I kind of touched base on this a little bit ago, you know, talking about your fleshly and your spiritual, right? So you have a spiritual body or a spiritual being that's you, and you have a physical body that's you. Understand that these things, anger and doubting, are in that physical body. But when we get in God's presence, we need to be in that spiritual body, and we got to relinquish all of that anger, and relinquish all of that doubt that goes in that spiritual body. Because that doubt and that anger is going to keep your prayer from being heard and being answered. So we're talking about, you know, being able to get into God's presence through our prayer, right? We want to be able to do like the tax collector did and just humbly have a prayer. You're not going to humbly have a prayer and have that prayer answered and walk away justified, as Jesus said it, if you come into that angry or doubting.